This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel Matthew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today. The conference is being organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. More than 1,000 participants from industry, government diplomatic community, think tanks, among others, will attend the conference in person, while many would connect from various CII centers across the country and overseas. Quad foreign ministers have warned of terrorists using new technology and demanded international action against UN-listed terrorist groups including Lakshar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, as well as Al-Qaeda's and the Islamic State outfit in a joint statement after their meeting in Tokyo yesterday. The Quad minister said that they are committed to working with international and regional partners to forestall threats posed by the use of new and emerging technologies for terrorist purposes. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Foreign Ministers Penny Wong of Australia and Yoko Kamikawa of Japan reiterated the call for concerted action against all UN-listed terrorist groups. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has announced financial assistance of 10 lakh rupees to families of the students who lost their lives in the IAS coaching center flooding incident in the national capital, Delhi. Three IAS aspirants had lost their lives due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching center in Delhi's old Rajinder Nagar on Saturday. In Jharkhand, two passengers were killed and many passengers have been injured following the derailment of 18 bogies of Howrah-Mumbai mail this morning between Barabambo and Karsawa railway station near Potobeda village under Chakradharpur railway division. The bodies of two passengers were recovered from B4 coach during relief and rescue operations. Injured passengers have been admitted to local hospitals. The ill-fated train was going from Howrah to Chhatrapati Shivaji Terminus in Mumbai. A relief train has been reached at accident site. Relief and rescue operation is in full swing. Railways has also issued helpline numbers. In Kerala, heavy rains continue in many parts, especially in the central and northern districts of the state. Landslides have been reported in Wayanad, Idukki and Palakkad districts. In Wayanad, landslide has been reported at Mundakkayil area during the early hours of this morning. 8 persons have lost their lives in the landslide so far. The death toll is likely to rise. 40 injured persons have been admitted to the hospital. Attamala and Mundakkayil area remains completely cut off from the rest of the district. Reports said 5 persons, including a 1-year-old child, have lost their lives so far. With heavy rains continuing in Kerala, the IMD has issued red alert in the northern districts of Wayanad, Malappuram, Kozhikode, Kannur and Kasaragod, indicating extremely heavy rainfall. Orange alert has been issued for the districts of Ernakulam, Idukki, Thrissur and Palakkad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the landslides in parts of Wayanad, Kerala. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Prime Minister also assured all possible assistance from the centre in the wake of the prevailing situation there. Indian shooters Mani Bhakar and Manu Bhakar and Sarabjot Singh will compete for India's second medal at Paris Olympics in 10-meter air pistol mixed team event today. The duo qualified for bronze medal final match of the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event yesterday. They will be facing Oh Ye-jin and Lee Won-ho of South Korea this afternoon. Having taken the lead in the 3-match T20 series against Sri Lanka, Team India is gearing up for the third and final T20 match this evening. And that is the end of the news bulletin.